Listening Library presents Two Crafty Criminals and How They Were Captured by the Daring Detectives of the New Cut Gang, including Thunderbolt's Waxwork and The Gas Fitter's Ball by Philip Pullman, read for you by Bruce Mann. Chapter 1. Dippy's Ambition. Lambeth, London, 1894. The criminal career of Thunderbolt Dobney began on a foggy November evening outside the Waxwork Museum. Thunderbolt had never thought of himself as a criminal. He was a mild and scholarly youth, but he was a passionate collector of curiosities, and for some days now he had been filled with desire for the odd-shaped lump of lead belonging to Harry Fitchett, a boy in his class. Finally, after much bargaining, he had persuaded Harry to swap it for a length of slingshot rubber. The exchange took place under a hissing gaslight by the waxworks entrance. "This is style and property, this lead," said Harry. "It come off that old statue of King Neptune outside the Lamb and Flag. You remember?" The knowledge that he was holding a piece of criminal history added to Thunderbolt's pride. Harry ran off, twanging his length of rubber at the legs of passers-by, and Thunderbolt dropped the lead into his pocket with a guilty thrill. The others, meanwhile, were gazing up at the poster advertising the latest attraction at the waxworks. "A victim of the atrocious death of a thousand cuts," read Benny Kaminsky. Benny was a stocky, dark-haired boy of 11. When you saw Benny at first, you took him for an ordinary boy. When you'd known him for half an hour, you were convinced he was a genius. When you'd known him for a day...